the zoo is going to be opening up on Monday, the Lincoln Park Zoo in downtown Chicago. And I've been wondering this the entire time, and Megan Ross is with us, and she's a zoo director. Thank you very much, Dr. Ross, for being with us. The animals, how are they feeling about all of this? I mean, there's nobody there. You know, they don't have the regular parade of humans in front of them throwing things into the cages, which they should, or into the habitats, which they shouldn't be doing. Is that better for them?
So how are the animals doing? The animals are doing great. They've been continuing to have their lives and their habitats as regular. We've had, we have a new, one of our zebras is pregnant and she's due in a few weeks. We have a new Cinereus vulture who joined Regenstein Bird of Prey. We have a new training wall with our giraffe herd. So for a lot of the animals, it's kind of same old, same old. They're really into their own kind of species politics and just navigating their own social networks. They do occasionally notice people on the public floor more than they ever have before for some species, but for most of them, it's kind of business as usual for them.
So there is no difference in their life, essentially, if they're people there or they're not people there.
I think some of the species are noticing people walking through because they haven't seen people for a while, but I think many of the species, in fact, I would say most of them, are actually not paying attention to the public floor at all, where visitors would normally be, and I think they're just very involved in their own lives.
That's heartbreaking. Heartbreaking for me, Doctor, because I thought that they were always paying attention back to me, but that's how it goes. Okay, so how is the zoo handling this? Now, it's a free zoo. That's one of the beautiful things about Lincoln Park Zoo. It's amazing. It's an amazing facility. It's one of the most beautiful spots in Chicago. It's got also a great view of downtown Chicago, and you're right off the lakefront there. But because it's a free zoo, you're very reliant on fundraising through the board, and I know that, I guess, parking is a big part of your revenue. But there is no parking right now. People are not coming through, and they're not going to the gift shop. How bad has it been for you guys? Were you able to get a government loan? Were you able to get through this? What do you need?
So just like all the other cultural institutions, it's been a very challenging time. I mean, this is the first time since in the last 152 years that we've been closed for an extended period of time. I'm only aware of four other days that we've closed in the last 152 years. So, you know, we've been really relying on our supporters and our members, as you mentioned, and also we did get some of the federal support through the PPP loans that were offered out to help support the efforts here at the zoo. But, you know, we are really looking for people to help support the zoo now more than ever. So if anyone is interested, we would love for you to consider giving a donation to the zoo at lpzoo.org/donate, and also getting to reopen is going to be a great way for us to, again, have people coming to park at the zoo and hopefully enjoying their ability to reconnect with nature here inside the zoo.
Yeah. And, Doctor, what is the rule now? Can people go into the whether it's the Great Ape House or the lions, the cats are all out for remodeling anyway, but other places where they would be actually going inside to a building, can they do that, or they just have to stay on the outside?
Per the state and city guidelines right now, we can't open our indoor buildings, but we are opening up our grounds, and we're going to have a one-way pass for folks to navigate the grounds. We do have a lot of animal habitats that are visible from the outside, and so that's how we're opening up for folks to get here. It is going to be different. As you said, we're free, and we're used to having lots of people here come and mill in and mill out as they wish, and so we are going to have to change a little bit about how people do come to the zoo in order for us to make sure that we are not exceeding any capacity numbers. So we're asking everyone to please make a reservation for a time slot, and you can do that by going to lpzoo.org, and you can see our reservations right there on the front page, and you can click on there and make a reservation for the time slot you would like to come to the zoo. And those time slots are actually going really quickly, so if you're interested in coming to the zoo, I highly recommend going and getting a time slot and making your reservation. It's still free. This isn't a ticket. We're just asking you to make a reservation online.
Okay. And then how do they know? How does that work? When you go to the zoo, there's somebody there at the gate, essentially, that says, okay, what's your name? And if you're not on that list, you can't come in?
Right. So when you get to the zoo, we're only going to be opening up two of our gates again because we have this one-way path that people are going to be able to navigate the outside spaces. So we'll be opening up the main east gate, which is right next to the Searle Visitor Center, right off of the parking lot on Cannon Drive. And then we're also going to be opening up the what we call the west gate, which is the main gate on the western side of the zoo, which is right near Webster and Stockton. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have staff there that when you make your reservation, you'll get a little QR code. You can either make that reservation online or you can call and we can help make that reservation for you. You'll have a QR code. You show your phone to the staff that is going to be greeting people, and they're going to take a little, they'll scan your reservation time, and then you'll be able to come in. But if you don't have a reservation, you're not going to be able to come in.
And so everybody who's in the zoo, would everybody have to have their own QR code, or is it for a reservation for X number of people? Because people bring their kids.
Right. It's a reservation for a group up to 10.
Okay. Got it. All right. And you just do that on the website, or do you have an app, too?
It is on the website you go, and it's going to be Eventbrite. They're going to send you an email that has the QR code embedded in it. So you just open up your email, and it'll... let you scan your QR code.
Right. Megan Ross from Lincoln Park Zoo. Glad you guys are open again. I'm very happy about all of that. It's getting back to normal, and that's an important thing. All right. Thank
you,
Megan. Appreciate
we definitely miss having people here and connecting all of Chicago with nature. It's been very strange to see the ground so empty, so we're very excited about it as well.
I'll bet. Thank you very much. Megan Ross, director of the Lincoln Park Zoo. Right now, Lauren Lapka, director of traffic.